Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires equal and auto pay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis. And that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com or give us a call at 388-0852. We can service everything from homes to major facilities. Let us show you why some of the most notable landmarks and facilities in Memphis choose Inman Murphy.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
The best place in Tunica for sports is the best place for football all season long at Horseshoe Tunica. Saturdays and Sundays, it's game time in Bluesville. Doors open 1 hour prior to the first game. Catch all the action on the 15 screens, plus great food and beverage specials, too. Mondays and Thursdays, it's football night at Legends. Catch all the NFL action on the big screen while you and your friends enjoy great football and food and beverage specials. This season, it's Horseshoe Tunica for all your football action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
We're a tight-knit family, and it's time for a reunion. Talladega's turning 50, and it's bigger and badder than ever before. Terry with a beer helmet? He'll be there. The Elliots? You know they're coming. How about you?
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Message rates apply, national contest. It's radio.com cash time.
Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
That's right, it's time for the 10 o'clock cash code here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Text TALENT, T-A-L-E-N-T, T-A-L-E-N-T, text TALENT, T-A-L-E-N-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. It's radio.com cash, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. every day here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Make sure you're listening at the top of each and every hour for your chance to win $1,000. Your next chance to win is when Brad Carson will give you another radio.com cash code right before the Jason and John show gets kicked off at 11. But one last time, your cash code for this hour here on 92.9 FM ESPN is TALENT. Text TALENT, T-A-L-E-N-T, to 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White and Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris, what is this that we're listening to?
It's, of course, I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross, sending that out, long-distance dedication to Ja Morant for his coming out party yesterday at FedEx Forum.
I read the headline on your column, and I read the column. It's up. We both have written on Ja Morant's debut performance. Electrifies. Electrifies.
Yeah, I may have overstated the case a little bit, but like, didn't you, and I know you felt it because I read what you read, it wasn't just us. We can't speak for other people, but right. I think we both had the sense it wasn't just us who was just following Ja Morant whenever he was on the floor.
It was,
I think, the whole building was following Ja Morant whenever he was on the floor. You couldn't, and I made the case that, you know, the most effective player in that game may have been Jared Jackson Jr., but the guy you could not take your eyes off of when he was on the floor was Ja Morant. And partly that's like the first time you've seen him, but I just think that's the kind of player he is.
I think two things. One is, by dint of the position, he's going to have the ball in his hands all the time. And so it's very different than Jaren Jackson last year, where we were sort of figuring out how he's going to fit and when he's going to fit and when you're going to make way for him and where he's going to get his touches and whatever everything else. Ja Morant's going to run the show.
Right.
But then secondly, I mean, it's the way that people talked about him in the post-game scrums is like, Grayson Allen laughed, so just sort of said he's pretty good, and just laughs. And the laugh is like, means basically, do I have to explain this to you? Like, it's self-evident that he's a different kind of a cat. And Jaren Jackson Jr. said, did you watch?
Right.
Like all you have to do is watch.
Yeah.
I take a certain amount of, like, I know we have to wait 2 years or whatever it is for the verdict, but I take a certain amount of comfort.
We don't know how long we have to wait.
I take a certain amount of comfort from saying
we have to wait more than one game, but we don't know how long we have to wait.
The guy looks electric.
Yeah.
Like he just, those two, I do think the shooting will put is one of the things to be determined.
He took two jump shots. They were not quick, fluid jumpers.
Not at all.
Yeah, hit one, made the mid-range, missed the three.
The three
but they were
kind of
but they
labored,
were all
honestly.
Come and settle, set up.
It looked almost like a set shot.
And you wonder how that's going to look. A lot of this, let's be honest, and I mentioned this, but I think it deserves more underscoring. They were not that was the first time Ja Morant played an NBA uniform, an NBA court. He has not played against NBA competition yet. That was not NBA competition.
Right.
And so what's he going to look like when Patrick Beverley is guarding him, not Gregory Vargas? What's he going to look like when he explodes to the rim and instead of like the 6'9 Israeli guy, it's Joel Embiid and Rudy Gobert? There was one play where James Young, who 6'7 wing, who washed out of the Celtics, got him on a switch, took him on the block, and just obliterated him. Like, is that going to go better when it's Jimmy Butler, right?
Right.
And so it's gonna be different. But we did see, and you wrote about this. We saw we saw the potential. We saw what he's capable of, right?
Right.
We saw the quickness. We saw the lift. We saw the vision. And we saw the sense of composure with the ball that, you know, for a rookie, he didn't look like a rookie just in terms of, and this is what Jaren Jackson talked about. When he talked about pace, I think when Jaren Jackson talked about pace after the game, he didn't mean going fast.
Right.
He meant control, a sense of control. You have the ball and you are controlling the flow of the game. And we saw that.
Yeah. It was funny. Pace was thrown around a lot in the all of the interviews afterwards. Taylor Jenkins said, I keep talking pace, pace, pace. And that he meant go fast.
Yeah.
When he said it. But well, you're exactly right. When Jaren Jackson said it, what he said was he controls the pace and senses the pace.
Right.
And even though he goes fast, he sees the game slowly in a way that is unusual.
He never in that game looked like he was in a hurry ever. Even when he's playing fast, he doesn't look like he's in a hurry, right? There's a difference between those two things. And to me, that is the most promising probably. Just because, and we'll see when he starts getting the real NBA action, whatever. But there was a sense of maturity with him as a point guard that you don't assume, even with super talented 20-year-olds, right?
Right. And if you have those things, vision, speed, et cetera, yeah, it's going to be different. You're going to have to figure out what works against Joel Embiid, and why it's going to be a process.
Right.
But ultimately, those things should work. Different things. Those elements should be effective once he figures out how to use them and what he can do and can't do.
Well, to me, what was exciting about it, and this is sort of the way I sort of framed it when I wrote, I mean, through the history of Memphis Grizzlies basketball, we've seen point guards who had size and athleticism, but they couldn't play basketball.
Right.
Tony Roden and Wade Baldwin. And we've seen point guards who could play with pace and control and set things up, like Mike Conley and Jason Williams, who were very good, but they weren't elevating off the floor with like booster rockets in their ankles, two-hand dunking on people. We have never seen someone with the ball in their hands who can do both, right? Who has that athleticism, but also knows how to play point guard. And it'll be a totally different. That's not a guarantee he's going to be as good as Mike Conley, but Mike Conley didn't have both of those qualities, and Morant has, you know, in a nascent kind of way, both of those qualities.
Coming out of college, those compared to Mike Conley. Mike Conley's had an incredible career, probably because he's smart, dedicated, works on his game, total professional, and is an elite athlete in terms of his speed, right?
Yep.
Just in terms of being an athlete, Ja Morant is more explosive, but are they similar athletes, just with different similar level athletes with different qualities?
Ja Morant is bigger. He's at least 2 inches taller.
Yeah, he's longer. Yeah,
he's bigger, and I think he has more vertical lift. Certainly, I mean, clearly, he has more vertical lift than Mike Conley. I don't know if he's quicker than Conley. I think that's
hard to be quicker than Conley.
Right,
but
he could
be as quick as Conley.
Yeah. I think what he doesn't have is, and he may as he gets stronger, like he may become a pretty good defender. He doesn't quite have the defensive. Conley was small, but there was a defensive mentality and demeanor that I don't think Morant quite has. Yeah.
Right. And, well, the other thing is, and people don't even think about this as athleticism, in the end, Mike's ability to make shots with both hands, to hit floaters, like that is athleticism.
Yes.
It's why he's a great bowler and a golfer and whatever else, and that is athleticism that I don't know if Ja Morant has.
Well, we'll find out. Yes. But like he had a righty floater and a lefty layup. He did finish with both hands in that game.
Yes, he did. There was another time he failed to finish to a couple whatever, but he was.
It's true. He did not make every shot he took.
No, but he certainly didn't make every jumper he took, but no, he was really good. He was really impressive, and I know Peter was impressed too. Like, I mean, I think if you were just sitting there watching it, you're like, we've had a sinking feeling watching rookies before,
right?
And there was none of that. There's more of a giddy feeling with this rookie.
I think you get a sense he's good, and then and then in addition to that, now that you think he's going to be good, he's going to be intriguing. He's going to be someone. That was a game they won by 40, whatever. Like, it doesn't matter.
Game,
like,
yes.
I barely even mentioned, like, the score and what I wrote.
Right.
This will be a season in which, like, the final scores oftentimes don't matter.
The other way.
right. But he will be interesting to watch this season, I think, regardless of that context. And that's what they need from a spectator standpoint this season, is to be interesting to watch outside of that context. And I think Ja Morant, more than anyone else, gives them that.
All right, let's look at some of the other things that happened. Start with Jaren Jackson Jr. You thought he was the most effective. What was very clear was he was going after rebounds. Like,
yes.
He was.
You could
rebounding.
See that early on.
He got the first three, like, right. Or whatever.
He was making – you could see the intentionality on,
yes,
his part to defend outside of his position, to go after balls instead of just grabbing what came to him, right?
Yeah.
You could see that as, like, you know, that that's something he'd willed himself that I have to do. We'll see if he keeps doing that
keeps
game after game after game.
If you
game.
Have to will yourself every game,
right,
if
right.
it doesn't come naturally, right?
I mean, it's I think he was the most effective player on the floor, considering both ends of the floor. But I also think that team had no one who could deal with that. That team had no bigs
right.
worth anything. But it was good to see him. He made both his threes. It was good. He did the kind of plays you want to see from him, where he's stringing together plays on both ends of the floor. He blocked a shot.
Shot, took it coast to coast.
It coast to coast for the hoop and the arm. He snagged a defensive rebound, gave it to the point guard, and hit a trailing three. You want to see him stringing those plays together, defense, offense, defensive offense, right?
He looks totally comfortable shooting
yeah.
that three, too.
And he played the box number. He played like 20 minutes. He had like 8 or 9 rebounds. He also had, I think, 9 free throw attempts. And so that combination of rebounds and free throw attempts, you want to see him imposing himself physically, and I think that's an indicator of that.
So he played at the 5, and Bruno Caboclo, obviously Jonas didn't play. And so Bruno Caboclo played.
Yeah, Brandon Clark started, but yeah.
Right. But then Bruno Caboclo got some time at the 5. And afterwards, Taylor Jenkins said, we want to see a lot of that just to see what we have. What do you make of that?
That was I took note of that. That was an interesting comment because the implication almost seems to be like we have roster decisions to make and his contract's, you know, not guaranteed. And we want to see a lot of him to make this decision. To me, that decision should be easy. I don't think so either.
I think he was saying we want to see if we can make him a legitimate option at the 5.
I think there's an interesting question. I'm going to explore this week at some point. I was already planning on, in this roster preview series I'm doing, I did Dylan Brooks and Kyle Anderson today. I was already planning on doing Bruno Caboclo and Brandon Clark together. And after watching that game, even more so, I think they're both extremely intriguing. They may be in part competing with each other, right? And so when you bring Jonas Valanciunas back into the mix, Jonas is going to start with Jaren. The implication seems to be, like, we don't really need a true backup 5 because, like, even if we had Ivan Rabb or Miles Plumlee, why would we play them above Brandon Clark and Bruno Caboclo, right? And so you're going to be happy with those guys off your bench. And there, to some level, there may be a competition for role between those two players. And I thought Bruno, I mean, he made his shots. And you always look better when you make your shots.
Right.
Grayson Allen made his shots. Bruno made his shots. He won't make his shots every
You're
night.
Now calling him downtown Bruno Caboclo.
Downtown Bruno Caboclo, 3-point shooter. To me, once you get past the John Jaren, which is obviously always going to be the focus, Bruno, to me, looked the best of anybody in that game because he was blocking shots. He was hitting threes. He was dunking. He didn't dunk last season. It was a mystery to people. Like, why does this guy never dunk? He was dunking the ball. He was defending all over the place. He looked comfortable as a small ball center. Like, to me, he looked super intriguing in that game yesterday.
Yeah. I took that for Taylor Jenkins to mean he's going to be on the team. We're just trying to figure out if he's our backup 5.
Right.
Like, what I mean, I almost we want to see what he can give us at this position. So, what did you think of Brandon Clark?
He didn't play as much. I thought he looked good. I mean, the athletic finisher in the paint that we all saw at Gonzaga, we saw in Summer League, we saw it again. I think there were times where in that starting group, they were asking him to sort of make decisions around the elbow, around the top of the key, that old Marc Gasol role of, like, you're the dribble handoff, and you have to decide, like, what to do with the ball. And he seemed – it's the first preseason game for a rookie, so whatever. But he seemed to have a lot of uncertainty about what am I supposed to do and how to handle that. But I didn't see anything from him that doesn't, you know, make me intrigued, don't make me think he'll be good, certainly.
Right. The other guy who was good, but, I mean, it goes to you always look better when you make your shots, is Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
Grayson Allen started with a corner three. He said he felt great because he gets the easy corner three, and then he's going, and he keeps hitting threes. They actually gave him a little run at third point guard as well. But if you're looking at Marco and Grayson Allen, one hit their threes and one did not. That's basically it.
The thing with Grayson Allen, and I don't think this is much of a mystery, and yesterday made it less so. We've talked about, like, with Josh Jackson, like, they have to make a decision by October 31st or whatever date on his his rookie option, not for this season, but for the next season. We all assume they're just going to decline that option. Well, they also have the same decision to make about Grayson Allen. I think everyone assumes the decision will be they will take the option, and I think they will. I think the only thing that would have prevented that if he was a disaster in preseason and training camp.
He looked good.
He looked good. And so I think
he also makes the pass. Like, he looked
I think
good.
It's pretty now, clear that they will you know, take that option and lock him up for that fourth year.
Yeah. Now, again, Marco missed his shot. He's clearly longer. Like, I don't know defensively.
Marco's bigger. Grayson Allen is a little bit more, has more lift. Is a more more of an athlete. You saw the one dunk he had. To me, what Grayson Allen could be, somebody asked me this a few weeks ago, like, what's the best case scenario with Grayson Allen? Like, what kind of player? And the guy I thought of was Eric Gordon, who's like not an all-star, but like a really, really, really good player.
Right.
He's like a 6'4 who plays for Houston. 6'4, 6'5 guard, who's a volume 3-point shooter, and he's a little banged up now, but early in his career, he was a volume 3-point shooter who was physically strong and would get to the basket too. And so, like, the best of all possible worlds, like Grayson Allen could be that player, but you got to be a 40% 3-point shooter if you're going to be that player, and we'll see. I mean, that's not determined on how many you hit, how many out of six you hit in one game. It's how many out of 100 are you going to hit over, and that, we'll just have to wait and see on that.
Right. Tyus Jones? Anyone else?
Another guy made a shot. He made two threes. I mean, he's a career 33% three-point shooter. He made both his threes, so he looked good. He looked great passing the ball.
Right.
As much as we talk about the John Morant vision, like, the best passer on the floor in that game was probably Tyus Jones. I mean, he was whipping lasers to open. I mean, that's part of the reason Grayson Allen got off to a good shot, because it was Tyus Jones who was setting him up. And he was whipping pinpoint passes to open shooters, finding guys in the corner. You just got a sense that, like, this is a guy who – whatever the ups and downs are of John Morant, you will be in competent hands whenever you put Tyus Jones on the floor and give him the ball. Like, he's not great, but he just really knows what he's doing. He's a total professional point guard.
Yeah. It is striking to watch that team, like, just in terms of how much new there is on it. Like, it is a totally remade. I think they're going to be awful, but they're really, I mean, but fun. Like, there's so much. There's growth to look at everywhere. Right, like, what's Grayson Allen going to be? What's Ruka Bacalo going to be? What's what's his ceiling? Like, all over the roster, there's growth. The only places there's not is Jonas, Solomon Hill, who may stick around. Right. Like, there's everyone.
Jay Crowder. Not a lot of intrigue there.
But most of them have intrigue.
The Jonas thing, that's the one thing based on, you know, him not playing, I think, obviously impacts the rotations, and that's there's going to be a catalytic effect on all of that. But it also, I think, has to impact how they play. I know I saw him shooting threes in the warm-ups. He actually looked great shooting threes in warm-ups. But I just can't imagine they're going to play quite as be quite as rigorous with the five out when he's in the game.
Right.
One thing you notice watching, they did do that a lot. They would have the middle of the court be totally open. And what that does, it creates driving lanes and, you know, space. But who, other than John Morant, who's taking advantage of that on this team, right? Who's taking the ball and is going to, like, you know, zip into the lane? Like, I don't even think Tyus Jones is going to do that much, right?
Yeah.
And certainly it's not going to be, you know, with any regularity, Grayson Allen or Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks, I thought, you know, didn't make a shot, but actually looked pretty good.
Anything strike you? You were sitting on press row, so you were very close to Taylor Jenkins. Anything strike you about his manner?
No,
or anything
I didn't even really notice him that much. I mean, they have the new rule where you can, like, you know, throw the whistle or whatever throw the flag or do the thing. He never used it. Like, why? You were winning by 40. Why would you? Right. So we didn't get to see that. I honestly didn't notice him. He did not obstruct my view the way some coaches have in the past, so that's good.
Yeah. And then finally, slightly different topic, Daryl Morey tweeted over the weekend about Hong Kong. And stand with Hong Kong. And the NBA has basically, everyone in the NBA is ready to keelhaul Daryl Morey for messing up their relationship.
Their money.
With the money.
Mess with the money.
Yeah, the owner of the Rockets says they're fine with Daryl Morey, but he said, just be clear, he did not stand, whatever. James Harden has apologized. Adam Silver has basically, you know, made it clear that this is, and it's just a little jarring to see this league that embraces protest, embraces I can't breathe, embraces whatever, kowtow to, or like be bow and scrape to apologize to a Chinese government that is in the interest of, I mean, it's just, I mean, it is, money wins, isn't it? I mean,
I agree. I think the idea of an authoritarian government, frankly, exerting economic pressure to to depress free expression, not only in their own country, but in somebody, but in our country.
You can't, Daryl Morey right. can't say this, or else we're going to. Yeah, right. They've already canceled games with the Rockets. Yeah. They're not going to show the Rockets on TV in Houston now, and obviously they have the long connection with Yao Ming.
Right. So no,
it's disgraceful.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you completely.
But it's ever like. They're not the only company like that does this. Basically, every company that deals with China does this.
Right.
So there you go. All right, we got to come back to NFL big facts. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Cock and Joe, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Download the Radio.com app for free now from the App Store. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Then listen weekdays at the top of every hour. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Get the code. Text that word we give you to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Football season is finally here, so you're going to be tailgating on the weekends or attending watch parties or just sitting on your couch taking it all in. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy doing that with a drink. And if you want to drink what I drink, get a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Divorce can be a difficult process, so don't trust your family and future to one of those national cookie-cutter law firms. If you're getting divorced or want help with custody, adoption, or wills and estates, contact Justin Thomas and the deeply experienced Memphis lawyers of Thomas White and Gill at MemphisFamilyLaw.com.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing, with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
If you like pina coladas, get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional and difficult the process can be. I really do. I tell people it normally takes 2 years to get your bearings back. And it doesn't help if you have a lawyer who just wants to start the meter running. Who know that it's in their best interest to just crank up the bills, stoke the anger, and produce a bigger fight. That's why I want to tell you about Justin Thomas, the lawyers of Thomas, White, and Gill. He's not one of those national cookie-cutter firms. Former first baseman DH for the University of Memphis baseball team. Yes, of course he will not back down if it comes to that, but understands that slash-and-burn lawyering isn't necessarily the best way to get what you want, certainly not the legal bill you want or the result that you want. Thomas, White, and Gill has male and female partners, experts in divorce, custody issues, adoption, surrogacy, wills, and estates. It has a range of billing rates to see whatever suit whatever is best for you. Nobody wants to get divorced. It's not when you go take your vows. That's not the plan. But Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas, White, and Gill can make the process as painless as possible, so everyone can get on with their lives. To contact Justin, go to memphisfamilylaw.com. Memphisfamilylaw.com. All right. NFL big facts. It is that time.
Yeah.
Jeffrey?
Jeff, let's start here. Practice squad signee Duke Williams caught 4 passes for 29 yards and the go-ahead score in his NFL debut on Sunday as the Buffalo Bills moved to 4-1 following a 14-7 win over the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, there you were at Buffalo, and you could hear the fans yelling, Duke, mm-hmm. Duke.
Yep. Game still was in Nashville.
He was a former Auburn guy.
Indeed.
Got in some trouble.
He was the classic super hyped guy. I believe he was a JUCO transfer.
Did he get kicked out?
Yeah, they basically at one point it was just like they kept waiting for him to be awesome, and then kind of like, all right, well, yes. And
so he went
up
to Canada.
Correct.
He plays in Canada. He was good in Canada. He's not really fast, but he's tough.
He is
he's
a
big,
massive
he's strong,
body.
He's a huge dude. And so then Zay Jones was terrible, and so they elevated him from the practice squad. It's just kind of a nice story, and then he was. There's a story on the site that we can't name talking about him crying when he was elevated to the league. I mean, that was kind of cool. So that was nice. I understand that this was – you made this point. This was a spot where the Titans traditionally crush the hopes of their fans.
Yep.
And the Bills traditionally hopes
– it was an unstoppable force being able to move
fans. So the only question was who was going to be crushed. And Titans fans were the ones who were crushed. They had every opportunity to win that game. Let's be honest. They had a touchdown call back.
And they missed 4 field goals.
They missed 4 field goals. Santos, he missed from 50.
Yeah.
That's okay. You can miss from 50.
You can excuse a
50-yard miss. Benny's wide right from 36.
That one's anything inside 40, you got to hit.
Then he has a 33-yarder tipped.
Yeah. That was the strangest kick because – usually you don't see that. Like, it didn't look like the Bills got unbelievable pressure. Like, it just looked like he hit
it
low.
Here's the question, and this is why Titans fans, I think, are justifiably irritated with Vrabel today.
Sure.
Their head coach. Down 14-7.
Yep.
With a kicker who has missed 3 field goals already. They send him out. Best case scenario, all he does, if he hits from 53.
Right, he cuts it to
14-10.
And you still need a touchdown.
And you still need a touchdown. That is, and the reason is he later said it's because I trust my kicker. He'd given ample reason not to trust your kicker. He'd actually been decent coming into.
He is a good kicker. He had a horrific day.
Field goal kickers against the Bills this year, 2 of 8.
I mean,
how about that?
Do you give the Bills defense the credit for that?
No, I don't. I he just had a horrible day, and I give Vrabel that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm. There are so many decisions. Like, when you watch an NFL Sunday where you watch multiple games, there are so many decisions that are made where you just are left going, what are you thinking? Because you're still down a touchdown. It's not like kicking the field goal makes you down three to where
right. What is the point of that?
Right, like you're still down
and your
touchdown.
Kicker cannot get out of his own way. Like it made no sense whatsoever. Do you think Vrabel's in any danger?
How bad does it go?
I don't get. It's not going to go that bad. They're going to be mediocre because he is because it's a mediocre team. That's what it is. It is a mediocre team. Honestly, the Bills are only slightly better than me. The Bills' offense still's weak.
Hey, okay, let's look at their schedule. They beat the Browns. That is a great regular season
win. They thumped Atlanta. That was nice.
Correct.
Atlanta's bad. But
they lost by a possession. They lost by 2 points to the Colts.
Like, Colts are good.
Everyone goes, okay, well, that's just what the Titans do. The Colts just beat the Chiefs last
good.
Night.
The Colts are good. Yep.
They lost to the Jaguars on a Thursday night game. Thursday right. night games are weird. Like, they just are. The results are weird. And then they lost to Buffalo, who's 4-1. And by the way, yes, Mariota did not look good yesterday. You know who else didn't look good against the Bills 2 weeks ago?
Brady. And you know who looked good yesterday? Brady. Like, yeah. No, Mariota was 13 of 22, 183 yards. Like, and 57 of those yards
Bills
came on that
screen. The Bills' defense is legit. It's not just like, oh, well, you know. Like, sometimes low-scoring teams get credit for having a good defense just because of, like, the way the game right. plays out. The Bills are legitimately good on defense.
I think the Bills are legitimately good on defense. Who else? So who do the Titans have going forward? Are they going to get to 7 or 8? If they get to 7 or 8, they're not going to fire them.
So they have the Broncos on Sunday.
What are they now?
They're now 2-3.
Yeah, and so that's a W. That's
correct.
3.
So they go to the Broncos.
3-3.
Then they have the Chargers at home.
They could be 4-3 at this point. I'm not saying they will be, but go ahead. Yeah.
Then they have the Bucs at home.
That's fine. They could be 5-3, or at the very least, they're going to be 4-4 like at this point. We'll say 4-4. Keep going.
At the Panthers.
They could be 5-4.
Then they get the Chiefs at home.
Okay, 5-5.
They go to the Colts.
5-6.
Raiders at home. I'm begging pardon. Raiders on the road. Raiders on the road.
Yeah, we'll still give them 6-6.
Texans at home.
6-7.
Saints at home.
6-8.
They finish at the Texans.
Okay, they could end up 6-9. That's not right. That's not enough games. But anyway, so they're going to get to 7 or 8 wins, is my prediction, and they're going to miss the playoffs, and they will not fire Vrabel, and people in the and they're going to be stuck in the great morass of mediocrity, right?
Yeah, I just think their schedule was pretty tough at the early part. Everyone thought, you know, well, the Jags without Foles.
So what are you saying? What are you indicating? Do you think will he keep his job?
I think they can be 9-7. I really do.
I think they can be. I think they'll certainly be 8-8. Yeah. They're not going to make the playoffs, though, and they're going to lose. And he's not going to lose his job.
Yeah, I think that's.
I have Titans fans telling me they wanted him to lose, so they Vrabel's going to lose his job. And Vrabel's not losing his job.
My problem is it's less of Vrabel, and it's more the fact that because the Titans perpetually sit in this 7-9 to 9-7 range,
they're in that.
It prevents you from getting.
And Mariota
anywhere.
Wasn't. But the real problem is Mariota wasn't the star they wanted him to be. The end. Go ahead. Next.
Jeff, the Chiefs were held to 13 points, snapping the NFL record streak of 25 straight regular season games, scoring at least 25 points.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, it's the Colts just held the ball.
Yeah.
And that's what happened here.
In the second half, especially.
Yeah, Mahomes was good in the first quarter. He threw 12 of 15. 130 yards in the first quarter. The rest of the game, 10 of 24, 158 yards. But they didn't have the ball. That's basically it. You know, the other nice story little here was Adam Vinatieri. Remember when he was going to retire? Was it the first week?
Well, week one against the Chargers, he was terrible. He was terrible against the Titans.
And then he was like, okay, we're going to have it. Yeah.
And then, basically, I think he was going to retire, and they talked him out of it.
Oh, you think so?
I think
he was gonna. He's gonna meet with the media Monday,
correct.
As opposed to blah blah blah. You think that was he was gonna retire?
Correct. I think he had decided he was done.
4-4 yesterday, and the Colts. I mean, that's nice. It's nice. I haven't traditionally rooted for the Colts because the fans seem spoiled to me.
Yeah.
Right. They get
from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck.
But then when Andrew Luck walks away, and you got Brissett. And they're a good team. It's too bad they didn't have this good a team around those other quarterbacks.
Shout outs to Ryan Grigson.
Yeah. But good on them. Next.
Jeff, let's go here. Anthony Miller had a season high 4
yeah,
catches
that was nice.
For 52 yards. Also had a season high on targets of 7 in a 24-21 loss to the Raiders in London.
The loss wasn't good. And he had a taunting penalty.
Yeah.
He had a drop. Yeah. And he had a taunting penalty. How good do you think Anthony Miller is?
I think he is. I think
on the Bills, would he be their best receiver? No, John Brown would be the best.
Yeah, John.
Receiver.
But I think he is in that mold of he can be a great number two. I would never want him to be my number one.
No, but could he be a great number two? Because right now he's not that. But is that
tough to be a great number two with Mitch Trubisky? Right. Because Mitch Trubisky can only look at half of the field. I don't think it's a coincidence that yesterday Anthony Miller had a season high 7 targets because Chase Daniel can at least see the entire field.
Yeah, I can see that. He did. So he had a drop, and then he had a taunting penalty that could have cost him because they therefore had to kick off from their 20.
Correct.
It was returned.
Right.
It ended up not costing him points, though. He's since apologized on Twitter. He said, "I'm passionate dude. I got to be better than that, etc." I'd be going out of my skin if I were Anthony Miller. Like, it looked like such a perfect fit.
Yes.
Miller to the Bears, and he just feels underutilized.
Yeah. But, I mean, yesterday he...
But yesterday, 4 for 52.
Other than Allen Robinson, he led the team in targets.
Allen Robinson was good. Okay.
All right, Jeff, here we go. The Washington Redskins became the first team in the 2019 season to fire their head coach. Jay Gruden was fired on Monday in the midst of yet another disappointing season. Good news, though, for all Nebraska football fans. Bill Callahan will be the interim head coach, according to Adam Schefter.
Is it this week that the Redskins play the Dolphins? Check that out. I think it might be.
I believe that is correct. The Battle of the Windless.
What do you think?
I mean, if you're Jay Gruden, I think Jay Gruden was going to do... I feel like he was kind of doing the George Costanza where he was trying to get fired, but they wouldn't fire him because I think he decided when... He clearly wanted nothing to do with Dwayne Haskins. And then when the organization decided to draft him...
No, but that's... Yes, but here's my question with the Redskins is...
Redskins and Dolphins this week, Fox, noon.
Yeah, see?
Get fired up, people.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Dolphins' strategy is clear, right?
Yes.
Dolphins' strategy is we're trying to lose and draft Tua.
Correct.
Okay? Redskins just drafted Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
If you're a Redskins fan, you do want your team to lose, don't you?
Oh, yes. Well, you are not a playoff team. You've already started, like, you've dug yourself such a hole.
Can anyone give the, what's the spread on this game? Do we have points?
Yes, Washington
it's
is favored. It is in Miami.
Miami.
Washington's favored by 3.5. That speaks volumes of the Dolphins and their commitment to making sure they lose.
I think the Dolphins win. I think they easily win this game. I mean, lose this game.
I think they will. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
exactly. Win by losing. I mean, I think the Redskins win, and I think the Redskins cover.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And because I think the Dolphins understand the significance of this game.
Right. There are games you get up for.
Chance.
This is two games in the L column, this one. Now, the Bengals also – who else is winless? Bengals also winless, right?
Bengals are winless. We had the first winless game of the year yesterday with the Bengals and Cardinals. Cardinals decided to become a running team yesterday, and they knocked off the Bengals.
So, any chance the Bengals could be in this fray?
So, if you look at Pro Football Focus –
because they
the only
could,
offensive line
they like, could use Tua.
Well, everyone makes the joke about how bad the Dolphins defensive line is, or offensive line is.
Right.
The only one that's right there neck and neck with them is the Bengals offensive line.
Now, in fairness, they are injury. They've lost two starting offensive linemen to injury.
Correct. And you watch the Bengals play. If I'm a Bengals fan, the thing that would concern me the most is it was almost like they were caught by surprise that they're this bad. They being the front office, and that would concern me because I don't need a front office that doesn't recognize
that they're going to be bad.
Right.
Okay, here's my question though. Redskins,
yeah.
Let's just say that somehow the Redskins, now the Dolphins, have they played the Jets?
The Dolphins have not played the Jets yet, no.
See, so the Dolphins have to lose to the Jets twice. That's not going to be that easy, right?
No, the first November the 3rd, circle your calendars. That's when the Jets will go to Miami.
Whereas the Redskins, well, they got to lose to the Giants.
Giants already beat them on the road. I'm sorry, at home. So they do get the Giants
again.
Yeah.
The
Giants are bad, but the Giants aren't
this bad. Right. You know what I mean?
If you get number one pick and you happen to be the Redskins, you just do with Haskins
what the Cardinals did with
Rosen.
Yes.
And you just take Tua and then ship Haskins for a second round pick.
Whatever you want to give me.
Third round pick.
Sure.
Second, third round pick.
Sure.
I think that's what you do. This idea that because you took Haskins, you therefore can't take Tua is stupid.
No, right? I particularly agree.
We see that Haskins.
Yeah, I mean, he's
ain't that.
He looks like he played with a really great team. He's not a bad passer, but he's not a generational thrower. I mean, I don't know. That would be a tough spot because the Redskins also have that front office that thinks that they're way better than they are.
Yeah, the problem is that oh god, that would be terrible.
Oh god.
So if they didn't take Tua, they could take Herbert, but you don't love him.
No, and yet again this weekend, I trust Justin Herbert, and he. Didn't let me down by letting me down.
Okay.
Here we go, Jeff. This is a fun one. We had some firsts yesterday. Sunday was the first day since October the 14th in 2007 with a 5-touchdown pass game to Deshaun Watson, a 4-rushing touchdown game, Aaron Jones, a 3-receiving touchdown game, Will Fuller. Additionally, 3 players, Fuller, Amari Cooper, and Christian McCaffrey, had at least 200 yards from scrimmage. Also fun, Jeff, we had our first ever... We had a scoreigami in which the first ever score that we've never seen in NFL history, that occurred in the Houston-Atlanta game. 53-32 has never happened in the NFL.
Which of those things is your favorite?
Obviously it's Christian McCaffrey because I'm a ride-or-die Christian McCaffrey guy. But the Deshaun Watson one. Because this is what I've struggled with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, I accept that he's good.
Of course he's good.
But I'm trying to figure out, is he like Russell Wilson or is he like Dak? Like, is he mega Dak? Is he like the best version of what Dak Prescott is, which is when things are going great, he's rolling. But is he – the biggest question I have with Deshaun is Deshaun good enough that when things aren't going well, he's so good that he can flip it?
My favorite was Dallas losing.
Yeah.
Just because it's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, isn't it?
Well, and Aaron Rodgers now owns the state of Texas. He's still undefeated.
Aaron Rodgers owns the state of Texas. I mean, isn't that? But isn't it? And Dak.
Dak was unlucky. I don't like. I get labeled as this Dak hater.
You are a Dak hater.
I'm not a Dak hater. I'm a Dak realist. I think that is the key distinction there. He got unlucky on 2 of the interceptions, but the third quarter interception was just awful. And I think that's just kind of what you see. You see with Dak, when it's going badly, he's not this type of guy that can say the buck stops here. Like with the Packers, when they get down, if Rodgers decides to turn it on, he can change the game. When things aren't working with Dak, he's just not that type of quarterback. Like, he is great when things are going well and when everything is running seamlessly, but he is not... I don't think he's anywhere remotely in that elite category, and I don't think it's coincidence that the Cowboys have still not paid him.
You want to give me one more?
I'll give you one more. I think this was a fun one. Teddy Bridgewater tied his career high with 4 touchdown passes as the Saints won their 3rd consecutive game without Drew Brees.
I like the Saints.
Their fans are really driving me nuts.
Really?
I like the Teddy Bridgewater story.
Why do you?
They complain about every missed call, and I just every
they got screwed. They totally got screwed.
And now we have to deal with
out of the
stupid
Super Bowl.
And now we have to deal with this stupid pass interference call that never gets changed, and it's just driving me insane.
It is a weird thing. Like, only like if the literally only if that situation duplicates itself will we ever change a pass interference. That's basically the rule. Only if we have this situation duplicate. Is it clear, by the way, that call would have been changed?
I think so.
It was sufficiently egregious.
I think, but I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've watched calls. And I was like, okay, that's for sure gonna get flipped because that was.
Have they changed any? Have any been changed?
I think there's been one or two, but mostly they've been like pick plays. It ended up being offensive pass interference. Oh, I got to slip one more in. Phillip Rivers threw the ball 48 times for a whole 211 yards. That's 4.4 per attempt and 2 interceptions.
Why don't you throw in something about Hugh Freeze while you're at it?
Mm-hmm. No, listen, we're an NFL moment.
All right, Cooper Systems is the place to go for your computer needs. You gotta want some computer repaired. Do not take it to a big box store. Do not, under any circumstances. You will probably never see it again. You'll walk in there, you'll wait in line, you'll hand it to someone, they'll send it to wherever, and you may never see it again. At Cooper Systems, you'll walk in, Lee and Laura Cooper will greet you, they'll take you back, they'll ask you what the issue is, their techs are right there, they will fix it for you. This is whether, maybe you got some virus issues, maybe you got some power supply issues, maybe you got a cracked screen. Whatever it is, they can fix it for you. If you then have questions about it, get on a phone, call them, ask them what's going on. They will, same people answer the phone who help you in the first place. It is that kind of place. Do not go to a big box store. Go to Cooper Systems. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679. While you're in there, take a left, see what they got for laptops and computers and whatever else. Maybe you get a new one. Maybe you get one for your kids. Maybe you get an extra one. Maybe you get a little. They had this, last time I was in there, they had this little dinky one that you would just be perfect on a plane. And as opposed to trying to balance and squeeze the one on your knees between you and the chair in front of you, there's this tiny little one for that you could work perfectly on a plane. And they're not that expensive. And so you can absolutely afford to do it. Phone number again, 360-9679, 360-9679. They're in the Mount Moriah Office Park. We got to take a break. When we come back, the one story you have been waiting for. I'm going to let Jeffrey weep about the St. Louis Cardinals when we come back. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Radio.com cash is coming up. At 11 a.m., get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm going to help you today. I'm going to do that by telling you it's not too early to book parties for the holidays at Bounty on Broad. Don't put it off until the last minute when you'll be scrounging around just to find a place. Bounty is a beautiful space with incredible food and can accommodate parties from 10 to 200 people. And here's the other thing you should know about Bounty. One reason the food is so delicious is that it's locally sourced. Bounty gets cheeses from Bonnie Blue Farms, beef from Home Place Pastures, and fresh produce from Old World Farms and Hannah Farms. And the folks from Bounty asked me to mention those small farms specifically because they're serious about supporting local farms to create a sustainable food community. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. The website is bountyonbroad.com. Or just give them a call at 901-410-8131. That's 901-410-8131. And book your holiday party before everybody else.
I know you've heard about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss, or you probably know somebody that is on the team over there, and I can see very clearly why and how they're betting 1,000, because it's an easy deal over at Collierville Weight Loss. There are no pills. There's no big workout program. Dr. Keith, he's going to let you do whatever you want for exercise. Collierville Weight Loss now has new body contouring laser light programs that he uses with his weight loss program. There's no downtime. There's no pain. Patients reduce inches fast. Every weight loss program is more than just a scale. Dr. Keith understands that, and he really loves it. It's his passion. He loves helping people avoid diabetes. He loves helping people avoid heart disease. Everybody is different, and what he knows is you don't ever want to go back to feeling tired and overweight. That is his goal out at Collierville Weight Loss. So if you want a no-charge evaluation, right now is the time to get that. There's no crazy diets, no surgery, no pills, no exercise. Give him a call today, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get a discount on the program. That's 901-221-8964 or on the web, ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's Save 6. Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hey, I'm Archie at Pep Boys Service Tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy three Kumho KU22 tires, get the fourth free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Four tire installation required. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit OrionFCU.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
Triumph Bank is my bank. It should be your bank, too. Not just because it's got a spectacular name, because it sponsors this studio. No, because not just honestly because of all the good stuff they do in the community. Because it is a bank like no bank you've ever experienced. I didn't know that banks were different. I thought banks were just banks. You just pick one. Doesn't matter. Just pick a bank. Doesn't matter. And then you go to Triumph Bank and you understand. Started in 2006 by Memphians. It was a bank that they wanted to be invested in the community, and they want to make banking easy. And they have since grown and grown and grown, and they can do everything a big bank does, and yet with a little level of service that you didn't even know existed. Still give their cell phone numbers to customers if any issues arise. Triumph Bank will redefine what you think of banking. Invested in the community and making banking easy for you. What do you mean?
It's a jam-packed Monday show. I know.
What do you mean?
I know. We ran out of things.
What's the one story? The one story I was going to be, how do you feel about those cards blowing that?
If you thought Carlos Martinez was going to hold a one-run lead in that game, then you obviously have not been paying attention.
They're sticking with him. That's the.
Sure.
After they're sticking with him. That's what I've heard.
Full. Fine.
They're sticking with him. Are you depressed?
I mean, I think the Braves are better. I even told my Braves friends that even after we lost, before the series, I picked the Braves in four, and I feel pretty good about that pick.
All right, what's coming up next on this here radio dial?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next. Jonathan Givony will join Jason and John at 11:30. Trey Draper will also join them at 1:25. Mike Keith will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 2:25. David Cobb will join GP at 4:25. Jeff, of course, at 5 o'clock. Also, make sure you're listening at the top of each and every hour for your chance to win $1,000 with radio.com cash.
I'm going to the pro day today.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back to talk about that and more tomorrow. But for now, our work here is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's back, the Carhartt Crazy Sale at Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Visit Frontier this month for huge markdowns on clearance Carhartt items. The latest fall line just launched and Frontier is fully stocked. We've got jeans, shirts, bib overalls, jackets, coats, gloves, belts, boots, and more. And to make room for all the new items, we've discounted a number of short sleeve plaids and t-shirts. Save up to 50%. All Carhartt jeans are now $5 off. This is the last jean sale of the year, so stock up now for yourself or for someone else for the upcoming holidays. Christmas will be here before you know it, so you might as well save some cash now on what you know you'll need. Also this month, we are including a buy one, get one half price sale on all novelty t-shirts by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, Live Oak, and more. It's the Carhartt Crazy Sale and more at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
To the fans who've been here from the beginning and the new ones along the way. To those who witnessed history and those who've made their own. You've made the last 50 years go by fast, and we're not slowing down. This is Talladega.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu/graduate.
Restaurants are kind of like sports teams. You have your mind.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.